Skip, you're going to love my guest today. I'm talking to, let me see if I can give titles to everything. Okay, author, movie producer, sex toy creator, Sirius XM host, and soon to be television producer, the one and only Zane. Zane, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited to talk to you, and I know we're not going to have enough time to talk about everything, so I'm just going to get started. And it's hard to figure out where to start, but let's start with the books. Mm-hmm. Tell the audience, because I know it's a great number, how many you've written, and are you working on any new books? And I know the answer is yes.
Yeah, actually, book 31 came out March 17. Mm-hmm. Book 32 comes out in August, and I had like the next six already planned. So yeah, I'm not going anywhere as far as the books.
How do you find new inspiration?
I never run out. I don't think I'll ever be able to write all the books I have in my head. In fact, I give other people the topics for books.
Really?
That's how many I have in my head.
How much time do you spend? Because you're like, I named all these things that you're involved in, television, you know, you got the whole sex toy thing, which we're going to talk about. You do a radio show, mm-hmm. movies. How do you find the time to, you know, stay focused on your first love, which is writing?
It's not easy, but I generally have to write late at night because in addition to writing books, I also publish a book a week. I run two imprints at Simon & Schuster, mm-hmm. so I publish at least one book every Tuesday, so it's a lot of work.
I have to ask you this because of the nature of your content. Do you ever get aroused when you're writing?
You know, honestly,
I know people do,
yeah,
when
I
they
do,
read
I
it.
I do. I get aroused. I get emotional. Most of the stuff that people feel when they read my books, that's where the place that I was in when I was writing it.
Oh.
And that's really very, that's a blessing as a writer, to write things, to have those emotions yourself, and then have other people have those same reactions.
Well, it's working. Let's talk about sex toys.
Mm-hmm.
On our way over here, you showed me one of your sex toys.
Yes.
And it's very sleek. I like the design. And
Thank you.
Telling me you're very involved in the design.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I was very involved in it. I wanted something that was very classy. And I didn't even get to show you how it's packaged. That's a whole other thing. They look like books.
Oh, really?
They come in books, yeah.
That is brilliant. Now,
yeah.
This is something you could have done a long time ago.
Absolutely.
Why did you wait?
I waited until I could get the type of product that I wanted with the quality I wanted. I'm very, very picky when it comes to my brand and what I attach it to. So I really wanted something that was top of the line.
Does that mean you road tested everything?
Yeah, I mean, and they work really, I mean, people love them.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I have to show you the main one after we get off the air.
I want to see
everything. It's something else.
Well, what all do you, like, you know, there's so many sex toys out there. How did you decide what you were going to have? And
well, I wanted to have my first line, because I'm going to have several lines. I wanted it to be items that women were comfortable with, that I knew would really, really take them where they needed to be, so to speak. But we are going to have other things. But, you know, a lot of people don't realize that the vibrator was actually invented as a medical device.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they actually made a movie about it. I forgot what the name of it was. But originally, back in the day, women, it was an actual disease on books called female hysteria in the 1800s. Actually, that's the name of the movie. There was a movie made called Hysteria about the doctor who created the vibrator. So doctors, there were only male doctors back then, mm-hmm. they had to manually stimulate women who were sexually frustrated until they achieved an orgasm. It was literally called female hysteria.
Oh my
so
goodness.
A doctor invented the vibrator so that the male doctors wouldn't have to continue doing that.
Oh my gosh, I have to look that movie
yeah,
up.
The movie's called Hysteria, exactly.
I will be looking that up.
But a lot of people don't know that.
Okay, speaking of movies, mm-hmm. You've done one and you said that you're going to do more?
I am. Lionsgate will be announcing it officially soon, but yeah, we've already agreed on my next movie.
Oh, that's great, congratulations.
Yeah.
So you like that because it was new to you. What do you like about working with film as opposed to books?
Well, I love being creative in all different mediums. So for me, movies, I love movies. Mm-hmm. So it was great to be able to do movies. Everything that I do is things that I love. Like, I've always loved reading. I've always loved television.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've already done Zane's Sex Chronicles and Zane's The Jump Off. And now moving more into network television. And then so a movie was a natural progression. So I'm very excited. I'm also planning on doing several independent films as well.
Really?
But my next feature, we're getting ready to start working on now.
Zane, you either have a really big team working for you or you do not
believe
sleep.
It or not, I don't.
But it's great, I would imagine, to have such creativity and so many fantastic ideas and be able to bring them to fruition.
Oh, it's wonderful. Yeah. I love it. And I love just... The first time I saw the first scene, when we shot the first scene for my first show, it just like amazed me that people actually had to do everything I wrote.
Right.
And so that it's fun.
Well, I know for you getting here, it wasn't just a smooth, easy climb right. To success. You know, what kept you encouraged and focused?
I think it was my passion about it and being just, I'm a very determined individual. Mm-hmm. And the more that it kind of seemed like people were uncomfortable with what I was doing, the more motivated it made me. And I'm still pretty much the same way.
You also seem very self-assured and self-confident. Mm-hmm. You have this energy that's just very, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. like you know who you are.
I am.
And you know.
I'm very comfortable with who I am.
Yeah.
And I don't really, not even that really, I don't at all worry about what other people think.
Yeah.
And that kind of stuff. I'm living the life I want to live. And I feel that that's what everyone is entitled to do.
I appreciate that. And yeah. I appreciate you. Wait, before I let you go, I have to say mm-hmm. that you're also on Sirius XM.
I am. My show comes on. It premieres every Saturday at 11 a.m. and it repeats on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 5:30 during drive time. It's on WHUR Voices.
Nice.
Sirius XM channel 141. And it's called Zane's Literary Salon.
And you're there interviewing other authors?
I interview other authors, a wide variety of authors. And it's good because I do it in a unique way where it's not just interviewing them about their books and stuff. I really dig deep into the industry mm-hmm. and pull out a lot of advice and a lot of their struggles.
Oh.
You know, and I've done everything from Lolita Tatamy, who was an Oprah Book Club mm-hmm. Pick, to Carl Weber, Omar Tyree.
Okay.
It's a very interesting mix. But all of them, Wahida Clark, you know, who came out of jail and made the New York Times the next week, the week yeah. she got out of jail. You know, so a lot of fascinating stories about people who are very motivated and determined.
That sounds like good stuff.
Yeah, so it's great.
All right. Well, Zane, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, Skip, back to you.